to paint freehand, just memorize by simple repetition. This is not a technique for all, if a technique at all. I think most artists may find it terribly boring. It is a primitive but sure technique that will never get you stuck and have you painting faster and faster a new portrait every day. Find a classic, paint a classic. Or get a reference photo and paint it as a classic. The way to memorize features of a painted face is repetition, similar to how you can learn a poem. How do you repeat the painting of a face if you don't know how to paint one or get the proportions right? By using tracing paper or a wall projector or transparent layers in digital art to get you started with proportions. At first, you should skip over all the proportions because you will memorize them later on. You need to skip trying to get the proportions right until you don't need any kind of anything. Find your own favorite method to precisely transport the positions of the key features on a face to your paper. Get to the part where you are painting shadows as soon as you can. And don't sketch either. Begin painting immediately. You can't transform a realistic sketch into a hyper-realistic painting. Your lines will not match up. Carefully map out the face. Make sure you get all the important features in the exact spot you need them. And then use your brush or airbrush in digital art to paint what you need to start with. Do not bother yourself with adding extra steps to transporting the shapes to your canvas, as this can only distract you from the actual painting. Later on, when you begin memorizing all the features and shadows and highlights of a face, you will develop a sense for relative arrangement of features that will look absolutely magical to people watching you paint. Eyes will become your reference point, and then you will add everything else relative to them based on the person that you are working with. At first, practice by copying paintings with similarly lit faces. Even though the painting may seem realistic, the face in a painting has already been greatly simplified. It is detecting and grasping that simplified version of a face that will make all the difference. It is almost as if you can't just paint any face, and that there is a specific arrangement of shadows that almost all artists follow, because they make the face look beautiful. Simply continue painting different faces in the same light and shadow until you memorize where all the light, shadow, and lit features are. It is really that simple. Don't try to sketch. Memorize the features of a face, by means of repetition, as if they were a map, and then navigate them. This sounds trivial because it is a simple and reliable method that removes all the questions and allows you to create at least one portrait a day.